Welcome to Ministries That Podcast, where I talk to successful ministry leaders about how they're using podcasting to amplify their mission and grow their ministry so you can too. I'm Tim Hall, your host and owner of Sonomorphic, a podcast production company that specializes in podcasting for ministries. My guest today is Kate Battistelli, author, speaker, former actress in the Broadway theater world, and a host of the Mom to Mom podcast. Kate and I are going to talk about their unique format with three generations of moms having conversations around motherhood, how she and her co-hosts plan and record the podcast as they live in different states, and then why they decided to press pause on the podcast for about a year before coming back with their latest season. So let's jump right in. Here's my conversation with Kate Battistelli. Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Thanks, Tim. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so I first heard about your podcast through my wife, Lauren, as she was teaching at Grace Christian Academy there in Franklin, Tennessee, where we used to live and where you currently live. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't too long ago now that she actually started listening to your podcast and she brought it up as, hey, you should have Kate on. So glad we were able to get you on the podcast. And a little context for her show, she and her co-host September and Jamie have published over 120 episodes at this point, and the description of the Mom to Mom podcast reads this way. We're three generations of moms who have experienced nearly every season of motherhood. We don't have all the answers, but you can be sure that we'll always point you to the one who does. So I'm glad to have you on the show today to talk about your podcasting journey. And to start off, I wanted to hear a little bit about your background. So I read that you started in kind of this content creation back as a food blogger in about 2010. And you said at that point, I wasn't even a writer. So I'd love for you to take us back to around that time and tell us how you got started in blogging.
Yeah, it's crazy. Our daughter, when she moved to Nashville, she's Francesca Battistelli.
She listened
to Christian music. And, you know, I was suddenly an empty nest mom. And I thought, well, okay, now what do I do? Well, I love to cook. She loves to cook. And I thought, well, she's in Nashville. I'm in Florida. Let me just start a little food blog back when blogging was kind of the thing. I thought, because I want her to have my recipes, you know, so I started that. I call it the Kitchen Princess, which is really lame. But, you know, and then I just started wanting to write about the Lord, you know, and I did not consider myself a writer. I knew I could write, but it just wasn't a thing. It wasn't like, I'm going to write a book someday. I just loved Jesus. I wanted to write some things about him. So I started doing that. And then just the whole crazy thing where the Lord literally dared me to write my first book. And that whole story is crazy. I can tell you if you want, but yeah, it was that.
No, yeah, tell us about it.
Well, okay, we had homeschooled Franny, it's what we call her, for most of her life down in Florida. And we were part of this big homeschool, like an umbrella organization. And they called me once she'd moved to Nashville, started getting songs on the radio, people started to know who she was. They called us, the gal that ran the organization, she called and she said, Kate, we want you and Mike to come and speak to our parents. We're having a big 20th anniversary celebration. So would you guys come and speak? Tell us, what did you do to raise your daughter to not just find her purpose, you know, and walk into that, but to continue to follow the Lord, to not walk away. Like so many young people, they graduate college or whatever, and they just walk away from the church. But she hadn't. I mean, that was her whole life, was worship and making the Lord's name famous. And I'm on the phone with her and she says, would you guys come? I said, oh, sure, we would love to come. I hang up the phone. I look at my husband. I'm like, what the heck did we do? You know, because you're trying to just raise your child according to biblical principles. But other than the Bible, you don't really have a map. But we sat down and talked about it. And we came up with 15 very specific things. I thought, well, okay, we didn't do so badly. And a couple of weeks later, we give our talk. It went great. And then the next day, I'm praying. I'm just literally on the floor thanking the Lord. Because, you know, you want to convey a good message. And these were parents really listening to us. And I'm praying. And right as I thank the Lord for those 15 things, I felt him speak in my spirit. I don't hear him often like this, but I heard him say, those are book chapters. Hmm. And I just thought, well, Lord, I'm not a writer. First of all, do you remember I didn't graduate college? I went to 4 colleges in 2 years, didn't graduate from any of them because I wanted to be in theater. I don't know if you read my bio.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All that stuff that we laid down. But I just gave him every excuse I could think of to not do what he was calling me to do. But I thought, okay. I found out a friend of mine was a writing coach, and I had never heard of that. So, but I thought, well, that's writing something. So let me call her. We get together. I show her my 15 things. And I say, is this a book? And she looks and says, yes, this is a book. I'm going to get you started. We're going to do an outline. You're going to write it. We're going to get it published. So it was just one of those things where you're, I don't know, it was just crazy, but I did it. I got it written. I got it published without an agent. None of it made sense. But at that point, I really felt, after that book came out, I was like, God, you dared me to write that book, didn't you? I knew he did. And I started thinking, I got to look at scripture a little differently. Hmm. Look at these biblical heroes. See, how did God call them? To me, it's like a dare. It's like Abraham. I dare you, leave everything behind that you know, your family, your land, everything. Walk away. Just you follow me. I'm not going to tell you. You just go where I'm telling you to go. And it felt like that. I just felt like, God, I don't know what I'm doing. But I started seeing it all over scripture. So that's when I wrote my second book. I wrote a blog post about it, and I ended up writing a book called The God Dare. Because God Dare, I mean, I was not a writer. That's how I saw myself. I said, that's not me. And God said, yes, that is you. And now I'm writing my third book. I mean, you know, it's just interesting how God will work in ways we never expected. You know, you see your life a certain way, and then God says, nope. I call them 90-degree turns. Mm. You know, it's all of a sudden turn left. You're, oh, okay, Lord, whatever you say. If you're trying to follow him and obey. Mm-hmm. And not everybody is. And that's one reason I wrote The God Dare, to get people out of their comfort zone. You know, when God calls you to do that crazy thing. But anyway, we're talking about podcasting. So that's a 90.
Oh, good. No. Yeah. That provides good context for your journey. So after about 9 years of that blog, you started the podcast. And so I would love to know, what was going through your mind around that time that led you to get into podcasting?
Well, I didn't actually start it. Jamie started it. Okay. We didn't know each other, but she knew September. Gotcha. So they were talking together. We want to do this podcast. We want it to be generational. Who can we get as the older mom? Because I, you know, Jamie's the young mom. September's in the middle. I always say I'm the old one. And September knows me. She said, we got to get Kate Battistelli. So they invited me. And I thought, well, this sounds fun. I didn't know anything about. I'd been on podcasts, but I'd never been a podcaster. So I just thought, you know, I prayed. The Lord said, go ahead and do this. I thought, okay. And I'm very glad that I did, just because the podcast has done well. We've been able to impact a lot of women. So I'm very, very grateful that the Lord brought me that opportunity, because it wasn't anything I probably would have sought out. Hmm. But, you know, another thing, God said, you're a podcaster. So I said, okay, I guess I am.
Yeah. So around the time that the podcast launched, that second book, The God Dare, came out, was that an intentional way to help promote the book, or did that just happen to align well for you?
It aligned well. It wasn't really a way to promote the book, you know, that, because that, I'm trying to remember now what year we started. Was it 2019 or
2019? Yeah, I've done it February of 2019.
Yeah, it was all sort of happening at the same time, because it was in the winter, and then the book was coming out in June. So it aligned, but it wasn't purposeful.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah. So I was looking at the locations that y'all are in. So you're in Tennessee, September's in upstate New York, I believe, and then Jamie's in Minnesota. So yeah, tell me a little bit about how you've been able to leverage technology to both plan and then record the podcast.
Well, I mean, I wasn't doing much of the technical, and planning was just a matter of schedules. You know, I mean, it's not been difficult for us to, scheduling's probably been the hardest, because you schedule something and then a child gets sick, or this happens. So there's been some of that where we have to reschedule and figure it out. So we never really know when we're getting close to that day. I'm kind of like, well, is anybody going to have an issue? And that happens. But I think that happens with every podcast. You know, I just was supposed to be on another one today, but her computer's not working. So I thought, all right, well, we'll just reschedule. But other than that, there've really been no major issues, which is a blessing. I think that's probably the Lord just protecting us.
Yeah, because a lot of things can easily go wrong with technology. And yeah, we can always run into things. So that's great that it's been smooth sailing. So I'd love to hear too a little bit about the planning process. How do you go about deciding what topics to talk about? What does that conversation look like beforehand?
We each try to come up with topics, and then we talk about them. We try to stay as current as we can, because in 5 years, the landscape has really changed for parenting, for motherhood. So we try to be as current as we can, talk about those topics that are in the news. We try to be really honest. We talk about the real things of motherhood. There's a lot of fun things and surfacey things, but we try to get down into the nitty-gritty, to the hard things, like the mom that's a single mom or divorced or has had a problem with a child or prodigals. You know, we try to get into those deeper subjects because so many moms are dealing with those things. And there aren't a lot of podcasts that talk about that. And because we're three generations, there's the perspective, you know, of Jamie, who may be dealing with something, September, who's for sure dealt with it because she's got 10 kids and a bunch of grandkids. I only had one child to raise. So there's things I'm like, don't let me answer that question because I really can't. You know, when you're talking about siblings, I'm like, well, you know, I can't do that one. But we each bring the ones that we think, then together we look at them and determine which are the next couple. We don't typically plan out the whole year. Mm-hmm. We'll have sort of our basic subjects we want to talk about, but then we just together, you know, come up with what we think would be good, who should be the host, because each one of us will host different ones and we'll write the intro and the outro, do all that, come up with the questions. So that's basically how that all works.
Nice. Yeah. So you had mentioned briefly, and I had read in your bio that you were involved in theater and, you know, on Broadway. So how has that been a beneficial experience now in podcasting? Obviously, it's a lot different, but still performing to some extent. How has that been beneficial?
Well, I think I'm just comfortable on the microphone or on stage. When you've done as much theater as I did back in the day till the Lord asked me to lay that down, I think it just makes you more comfortable in front of people. But both of the girls are too, because they're speakers also. So they've done that. And I think that helps a lot. You know, I think I just to relate it to my daughter, she did so much stuff, so much theater with me, all that kind of stuff before she, you know, went into Christian music, that she's always been very comfortable on stage. You can always tell when somebody's, when they're comfortable, you know, when they have experience. So it makes a difference. And I think for all of us also being speakers, you know, none of us are nervous to talk or afraid to talk. We just jump right in, often interrupting each other. No, I got something to say. So that's, we all three are comfortable, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that develops over time. And as you mentioned, you know, you've been doing the podcast for about 5 years now. So what are some things that you've noticed that have changed? And what are some things that have stayed the same since the beginning?
Just things that have changed, probably some of the topics. Mm. We have changed the length of the podcast. We used to do, it could be 45 minutes to an hour. But as people's attention spans have shortened, as I'm sure you know, they're just, it's amazing to me, even with writing, they tell you write short paragraphs, you know, don't write long sentences because people's attention spans, which is kind of sad to me. But so we've shortened it. We try to keep in 20, 25 minutes. So the mom making dinner, whatever, can be listening and absorb what we're saying, but not have to be on there for 45 minutes or an hour. So we've changed that. We've always been every other week. So I'm trying to think what else we've changed. We used to take guests a lot of times. We've not done any of that this year. This year we decided, let's just be the three of us, you know, because it was often a guest talking about their book, which is fine and it's important. I'm hoping we'll do an episode with me talking about this, though we have done an Empty Nest episode, but it was way back 5 years ago. So there are times we'll take a subject we've done, but I thought, well, if a mom's just tuning into us, she's probably not going to go listen to our whole catalog, you know, so maybe we need to do a refresh on that particular subject. So that's kind of, those are the main different things I think that we've changed as we've gone on.
Are you a ministry leader who is currently editing your own podcast? As I've said in previous episodes, editing can be a great exercise to know how you're coming across to your audience, but it can be time-consuming and tedious. If you're ready to be done editing, let's connect. I'm the host of this podcast, but I'm also the owner of Sonomorphic, a podcast production company that specializes in podcasting for ministries. And we have the privilege of working with ministries like She Reads Truth, Michael Easley in Context, and Focus on the Family to help them create engaging podcasts to encourage their listeners as they follow Jesus. If you want to focus on producing your podcast and hand off the editing to a podcast production company that specializes in podcasting for ministries, go to sonomorphic.com and click on Book a Call. That's Sonimorphic phic.com or just click the link in the show notes. You know, you just mentioned about your newest book and in the topic being around empty nest. And so the full title is The After Party of the Empty Nest. And so I went back and looked at the beginning of the podcast, as I usually do, to just try and figure out, okay, how long have they been publishing? You know, what's that look like? And that new book has just recently come out as this episode airs. It'd be a couple weeks ago that the book came out. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I noticed, like you just mentioned, that episode 7 was titled The After Party. So I started listening to it briefly and looked at the description of the book and was like, man, these sound like the exact same topic. So I'd love to hear too, what are some of the ways that podcasting and your writing have become intertwined as you develop new content?
Well, I think just as I'm developing things, sometimes it might bring up a particular subject we want to talk about. Same with the other two gals. They're dealing with something. I know Jamie has had a couple books come out. We've talked about those things. Same with September. So it helps in that way that it just becomes a subject. Mm-hmm. If we're writing about it, we're writing typically for women, for moms. So if we're writing about it, typically it's an issue they're dealing with or a subject they're interested in. So we do that. You know, we're not purposely writing a book for the podcast, but the podcast will reflect well on the subject of the book, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some ways that as you're writing books, all three of you, and trying to help promote those books and trying to encourage more moms, how have you been able to grow your audience over the years?
Well, I think they just come to know us, you know, as they listen. Our downloads have been good. We'll have those lists of the 100 best moms podcasts, whatever. We'll typically be on those. So they just find us, and we're always hopeful they're going to follow each of us and follow the podcast. I can't say it's helped my following grow a huge amount, but you know, whatever the Lord desires with that kind of thing. I can get very nervous over following and platform and all that stuff. And I'm just like, Lord, you take care of that. You know, I'm going to do what I can, but I can't make that happen. But we do typically, the ones that follow the podcast will follow us. So that's good, but we're not doing it for platform building. You know what I mean? We're just doing it to get what we feel like the Lord is showing us and to get that out and really give moms something to chew on. You know, we're not telling them a how-to. We're giving them, look, this is what's going on in the culture right now in raising kids. You know, when I was raising my daughter, there was no social media other than Facebook. So I didn't deal with those things that moms are dealing with today. You know, there just wasn't that access and that addiction to your phones. So, you know, that kind of thing is really changing. We do try to talk about those things as much as we can.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So I was looking back through the podcast feed as well. I noticed and saw that you guys took about a year break and then started publishing again in 2024, in the fall of 2024. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to press pause on the podcast for about a year before bringing it back.
Well, both Jamie and September, like I said, they have kids at home. We're all writing, we're all doing things. And we just felt like we need to take a pause and breathe, because it does take time. You know, it takes time to podcast. It takes time to plan out the episodes, come up with your questions, just take the time to record. And we all just felt like we just needed a break, you know, let's take a breather, come back. And it hasn't really affected our downloads, which is good. People were glad when we were back, because we just have such a different voice with the three generations. It really has made us stand out a little bit, because I don't know that there's any other podcast doing that, at least not for mothering. But it was just time, you know, we just felt like it's just time to take a breath, let everybody have a little more space to do the things God was calling us to do. And you have to listen to the Lord. We all know, if we're Christians, you've got to do what the Lord's guiding you to do. And we all three felt like this was just time and see what the Lord was going to say. Were we supposed to come back? Because you know, there's seasons for everything. And was this season over? Well, we all knew it was not. So we're continuing. What next year looks like, I don't know. You know, we'll just see what the Lord has. But for now, we're back. And I'm really glad we are, because I think it's been a positive influence for a lot of moms.
Nice. Yeah. So yeah, like you're talking about, the format is very unique in that there's three generations of moms, and that's kind of the way that it got set up, as you were talking about, from Jamie in September talking through it and then wanting you to join them. What are some conversations that you've found particularly impactful for your listeners that have been powerful because of that perspective?
There have been so many that have really affected a lot of moms. I think more of the current ones that we're doing, dealing with, you know, kids that aren't sticking with the Lord, dealing with technology, you know, how do you manage that? We just did one on raising daughters. We're going to do one on raising sons. Again, I won't have a lot to say, but I have grandsons. And that's another thing that we can add is that grandparent perspective, you know, that you see how your kids are raising their kids. And that's an interesting aspect. So we just try to really talk about all those things that are affecting moms right now. But we've had light ones, you know, just about helpful hacks, you know, that we've discovered or great gifts for your kids. We try to do stuff around Christmas, maybe a little bit lighter. So, you know, there's just so many to pick from, but I think they've all had impacts in their way. And you can tell typically by their comments that you get on Instagram or the private messages we get, you know, so I think that's probably the main thing.
Yeah. Yeah. How have you seen social media play into that interaction and kind of that feedback loop of what kind of content your audience is looking for and what you should maybe not do another episode of, but maybe let's do more about this topic? What does that kind of look like?
Well, typically to know what we should do more of, we try to figure that out. Just the comments that we get from people, you know, either on the episode or personally, a lot of times we'll get, because if it's a personal subject, a mom doesn't necessarily want to put it out on Instagram, you know, so it will be more that way that we'll find out, okay, that really hit a nerve. We need to maybe do a little more or research that a little more deeply, you know, do a second part for that or refresh something we did 5 years ago because it's still relevant. I mean, most of it is, but things like we've talked about, things have changed so much. I mean, just in a year, who was talking about AI a year or two ago? And 5 years ago, nobody was, you know, it wasn't on the public persona like it is today. It's just everywhere, which is unfortunate, good and bad. It was funny. I was looking at one little thing on ChatGPT, something Christian, and it prayed for me. And I had this prayer. I was like, well, I know you're just a machine or just a bot, but it put out this really nice prayer. I thought, okay, that's a little creepy just because you're going, okay, why are you praying for me when you're clearly not a person? So, you know, stuff like that, you just go, well, all right, that's just a crazy social thing. Just throwing that in there. But
yeah. So what are you excited most about for the future of the Mom to Mom podcast?
I think growing our reach, you know, getting to touch on more moms to talk about these hard things. You know, there's just so many kids that are so confused. I think it's, I don't know if it's a majority, maybe with our listeners, because they're typically Christian moms. So it's maybe a little less among us, but still kids are addicted to their phones, all the things, the pornography, the way that's hitting our this young generation, walking away from the church. Just there's so many things that are really affecting us negatively. So all those things we want to talk about, just go deep, you know, find out what is really affecting moms and talk about all that.
Nice. Yeah. All right, well, let's jump now to the high pass segment where we ignore the lows and I ask you about some of your favorite things. So as we talked about, you were on Broadway for a time with a national tour. And I read in your bio too that you are a self-proclaimed musical theater geek. So I'd love to know, what's your favorite Broadway show?
Really anything pre probably 1990. I love any Rodgers and Hammerstein, of course, The King and I. Mm-hmm. My Fair Lady's another one, West Side Story, all that. Since I was a soprano, anyone with the soprano lead, I love all those. So yeah, I love the classic musicals. Mm. So much of what's on Broadway today, just as the culture gets crasser or more crass, I don't know if crasser is a word, but as we get more crass, that just shows in all entertainment. I mean, you can't even watch the Grammys anymore. We always used to watch all the award shows. Today, I just can't, you know, it's just gotten so ugly. So I think that has really affected musical theater. I mean, unless it's something like Hamilton, which was just an amazing, amazing show. So I tend to want to know all the Sondheim stuff. I love Stephen Sondheim. So anything of his, you know, is wonderful for the most part. So, yeah, I'm a geek in that. Because my husband and I met him. He joined the King and I as the associate conductor. So yeah. We're both musical theater. He has a doctorate in music, you know. So we're both focused on that. We love, and we can remember all the stuff. Somebody brings something up. I'm like, I know what show that's from.
That's great.
So it's fun.
That's great. All right. So now that you've been in the Franklin, Nashville area for a little bit, what's your favorite restaurant that you've come across?
There's so many good ones. I love Jay Alexander's. They're a chain, but I don't care. They're really, really good. A lot of the Southern ones are good. I just don't eat a lot of hot chicken, you know, stuff like that. I try not to eat much fried foods. We found a great bagel place coming from the New York, you know, I lived in New York a long time, grew up in New Jersey. Boy, I think it's H&S. Really good bagels. Anything in downtown Franklin, if people are coming to Nashville, definitely spend a day at least in downtown Franklin or just Franklin. It's such a great town. It's such a historic town. All the Civil War things. I think one of the main battles that decided the Civil War was fought in Franklin. So there's a lot of history here. Great food, great shopping. You know, everybody wants to live here. And I'm from New Jersey. If you'd asked me 20 years ago, will you ever live in Tennessee? I said, no, it's the South. I'm a Northeasterner. But now I love it. I can't imagine living anywhere else. I'm hoping the Lord doesn't move us. But when you have 7 grandkids, you're going to go where they go. If they go to Nevada, we're going. So, you know, but for now, I think they're going to stay here because she needs to be near Nashville. So,
yeah. Nice. All right. Well, what's one of your favorite stories from a listener about how the Mom to Mom podcast has impacted their life?
I think probably from the single moms. We get a lot of response from them because they're doing this by themselves. I have a whole chapter in the Empty Nest book about a single mom because it's a different world when you don't have a husband there to help you through life, but also child rearing. That's had a lot of impact, I think, for our listeners that are having to deal with that. Or we had one gal on whose husband had passed away. Young mom, young kids. It was just a really sad story. But again, how she got through that grief, how the Lord has helped her get through. And that's a big one too. We always try to encourage our listeners that God's in control. He's got this. He's going to get you through. And he does. And sometimes it's much harder. You know, we've talked about, like, I had a miscarriage. We've talked about those things, which is very, you know, a lot of moms deal with that. So we want to be able to openly and honestly talk about those things. And that has had an impact on lots of moms.
That's great. Well, as we close our episode today, Kate, who else do you know that would be a great guest for this podcast?
Oh, there's Brooke McLaughlin and Stacy Thacker. Have a podcast. I know Brooke and Stacy, and they have a brand new book coming out about praying for your teens, which is so necessary. I wrote the foreword for Stacy. She's praying for teen girls. She has 4 girls. Brooke has, I think, 3 boys. So they're wonderful. Katie Reed has the Martha and Mary podcast. I'll think of some others and send them to you.
Sounds good. Well, thanks, Kate. Really appreciate you taking the time to chat through your podcasting journey and where the Lord's brought you. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
I really enjoyed my conversation with Kate and hearing her journey from blogging to becoming an author and then later getting the opportunity to co-host the Mom to Mom podcast. You can listen to the Mom to Mom podcast with the link in the show notes. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Ministries That Podcast, produced by Sonomorphic. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend. That's the best way to support this show, and together we'll help more ministries grow and thrive through podcasting. Now come back in 2 weeks to hear my conversation with Garrett Hampton, a movie industry veteran as a motion control technician who later directed the documentary Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution, and currently is producer of the Schoolhouse Rocks and Homeschool Insights podcasts. Garrett and I are going to talk about why he left his career in Hollywood, how podcasting became his full-time job, the advantages of recording video for your podcast, and how the show has evolved and grown over the past 6+ years. Well, until next time, keep encouraging your audience as they follow Jesus.